Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 1 regarding Maddie, M-A-T-T-I-E, Mayo, M-A-Y-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Mayo as described in my report of 11-12-17. Where this pertained to alleged pulmonary injury she sustained at work on 8-24-16. Period at that time, she admitted to injuring her left hip at work about 3 years earlier. Period she also had been diagnosed with a left rotator cuff tear after a motor vehicle accident in 2000. Period, new paragraph, she is now a 58-year-old woman who alleged she was injured at work again on 5-15-21. Petri was pushing a motorized portable x-ray machine, and the machine abruptly stopped while it was in motion. This caused her to twist and jerk her left knee. Petri did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn lateral meniscus that was repaired surgically on 8-11-21. Petri has completed a course of active treatment in October 2021. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show Ms. Mayo was seen by Dr. DeVenero on 6-11-21, period. She conveyed the same mechanism of injury as she did here, period. He noted the surgical history remarkable for left shoulder arthroscopy, become a left elbow ulnar nerve surgery, coma and right wrist cyst removal surgery, and breast reduction. Period. He diagnosed pain in the left knee and complex tear of the lateral meniscus. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 6-24-21, she came under the orthopedic care of Dr. McAlpin. Period. By then, she had undergone x-rays and an MRI of the knee. Period. He wrote this, identified a tear to the lateral meniscus. Period. He concurred with the plan for surgical intervention. Period. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 8-3-21 for preoperative clearance. Period. New paragraph on 8-11-21, Dr. McAlpin performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Interestingly, the lateral meniscus was intact when observed intraoperatively. Period. However, she did have chondromalacia patella, which correlates with a chronic aging activity. Period. She followed up postoperatively through 10-26-21. On that occasion, she stated the knee still has pain at the anterior and lateral aspects, but she was working full duty. Period exam found no crepitation or effusion. Period, there was no collateral instability and quadriceps tone was intact. Period, he performed a cortisone injection to the knee. Period. New paragraph, physical exam. Extremities lower. She remained in her yoga pants that were pulled up. Her legs. Period inspection revealed healed portal scarring by the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the left knee was guarded from 0 to 90 degrees of flexion, both passively and actively, without crepitus. Period motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She attended palpation about the left knee lateral aspect, comma, intrapatella area, but there was none on the right. Period. modified provocative maneuvers at knees were negative in light of her extreme obesity. Period. Thoracic normal lumbosacral. She ambulated with a hesitant gait. Appeared she was able to walk on her heels in the same fashion. Appeared she changed position slowly and was able to squat to 65 degrees, complaining of lateral pulling in her left knee. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. And impressions on 5/15/21. Manny Mayo reportedly injured her left knee at work maneuvering an x-ray machine. Period. She came to the orthopedic care of Dr. Venero, who thought she had a lateral meniscal tear. Period. She was referred for an MRI. Period. She followed up with the other specialist in this group, and they elected to pursue surgery. Period. This was done on 8/11/21 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up through 10/26/21. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found Ms. Mayo to be morbidly obese. Period. She had guarded range of motion at the left knee. Period. There was no overt swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Her body habitus made it implausible to measure quadriceps circumferences. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She ambulated with a physiologic gait, but hesitant gait. Period. In paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. In fact, she did not have any traumatic abnormalities at the time of surgery. Period. Specifically, there was no lateral meniscal tear that was suspected based upon her clinical and radiographic presentation. Period. She only had contralateral patella of 30% that correlates with her scratch that involved approximately 30% of the lateral facet of the patellofemoral joint. Period. This corresponds with her age and body habitus. Period. End.